Well, when Pastor David asked me to speak today, on the week, Sunday after Thanksgiving, I naturally started thinking about being thankful and how do we live a thankful life? What does that look like? And what I, the passage that I found myself coming to is Psalm 107. And so if you turn in your Bibles to Psalm 107, that's what we're going to be looking today. And it begins very much like our memory verse does. And it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." That sounds pretty familiar. That's the same phrase we see. And it says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say this." And that's a verse we've heard a lot too. Or, you know, the King James says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That's a phrase, if you've been around church for a while, you've heard that before. The 2011 NIV translates it and says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story." And I love that. I love that phraseology, just because everyone has a story. And if you're a Christian, you have a story to tell about God and what he's done in your life. And if God has redeemed you, tell your story. This passage goes on, and then it has these little sections, kind of like little verses. And in each verse, it talks about a different person or a different kind of person who had different kind of struggles and trials in their life. And in the end, when they got to the end of their road and they didn't have anything else, they cry out to God. And there's two little choruses or repeated phrases in all of these verses. And the first one goes like this. "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress." These people have a lot of different things going on, but they all come to the point where they cry out to the Lord, and he delivers them. I love that this is throughout the chapter. God is a God who helps us in our distress. He's a God who delivers us when we're in trouble, but we have to cry out to him. And as you look through Scripture, you see this over and over and over, that God comes to the aid of those who cry out to him. The Israelites in Egypt cried out to God and heard their cries. In the book of Judges, you see that repeated over and over and over, where the Israelites will sin as a nation and start serving idols and all that. But then when they begin to be oppressed, they'll cry out to God and he'll send someone to deliver them from those who are oppressing them. James 4:10 says, "Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up." If you cry out to him, if you are willing to say, "God, I can't do this on my own strength, I need you," he lifts you up. Romans 10:13, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved," which is quoting another part of Scripture. But this is all throughout Scripture. When you cry out to God, he answers you, when you humble yourself. And what we see in this passage is that over and over and over, no matter what situation you're in, God has the power to bring you out, and when you cry out to him, he will bring you out of it. And the other recurring theme or phrase throughout these is this phrase, and it says, "Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds to mankind." This seems like stating the obvious. If God's done marvelous things, you should thank him for it. But I think it's easy for us not to. It's easy for us to forget where we came from. It's easy to forget what God has saved us from. And especially if you've been a Christian for a long time, or if you've grown up in the church or something like that, it's easiest to go, "Man, I'm a Christian and I love God, but you know, my life hasn't been that bad." But we forget what God has saved us from, and we need to remember. Remembering is another theme in the Bible you'll see over and over and over. The Israelites are told to remember what God did for them. Remember his commandments. Remember how he brought you out of Egypt, all that stuff. And this goes back to the first verse of the psalm. Give thanks to the Lord. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Let them say something about it. And if God has done something in your life, it's worth sharing. It's worth telling someone else about. So let's look at a little bit. So as we're reading, look for those two phrases to pop out, and they'll pop out in all these different sections. And let which are, let then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. That's going to come out over and over. And let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. That'll come up over and over also. And if we start in verse 4, this is the first little picture that it gives us. It says this: some wandered in a desert wasteland, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their distress, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. For he has satisfied the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. These are people who were lost. It paints this picture of a desert and just wandering around. And we've all seen these movies, right, where the hero gets stuck in the desert and there's no food and he's just wandering. And, you know, he wanders and walks for days and, you know, it's kind of like this. You know, and finally, you know, no water, no food, they just collapse. And usually, you know, at that point, there's a helicopter that comes in and saves them or something. But, you know, you get this picture of just lostness, and their lives are ebbing away. And it says when they cried out to God, he led them out of the desert to a place where they could live, a place with food and water, and a place where they could thrive. And I wonder how many of us in the past have been lost. We've wandered around in life, not knowing where to go, not knowing who we could trust, not knowing what the truth is. And we've wandered from job to job, or relationship to the relationship, or church to church, or even, you know, religion to religion. Whatever, we've tried all these just wanderings, and there's no direction, and there's no hope. And it feels like your life is just gone. You're just dying. What this would tell you is to cry out to the Lord. If that's where you're at today, cry out to the Lord. Seek him. Humble yourself. Ask for his love and forgiveness and help. And we have promises throughout Scripture that he'll answer you. If that's where you are, if you feel lost, call out to God. Maybe that's where you've been. Maybe that's where you came from. Maybe that's, you were lost and you wandered around in life and you didn't know where to go, where to turn, what to believe, and you cried out to God and he showed you the truth. And he changed your life and he led you out of that wandering into contentment, into wholeness, into peace. If that's you, then you need to tell your story. You don't know who you might be sharing your story with that's gone through the exact same thing that you went through. And they need to hear that there's hope. They need to hear that there is a way out of the desert of life. And it's Jesus Christ. Don't hold that in. God wants to lead us out of that. And you know, Jesus said the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. And that's what the world needs for those who are lost and those who are wandering. In that scenario, we see those same two things. They cried out to God and he rescued them. Let them give thanks. If we move on, verse 11 through 16 talks about another group of people. And it says, some sat in darkness, in utter darkness, prisoners suffering in iron chains because they rebelled against God's commands and despised the plans of the Most High. So he has subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled and there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness, the utter darkness, and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. He breaks down the gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron. This is about imprisonment, slavery, people who were in prisons, literally, in darkness and dungeons, that kind of thing. In a lot of ways, because of their own choices, because they rebelled against God. But they cried out to God and he rescued them. And this too has an application for us in that, you know, I think so many people are slaves. He who sins is a slave to sin. And we have sins that control our lives. We have addictions. We have things that just wrap us up in chains. And we've rebelled against God. We don't want God's help. We're going to do our own thing. And that freedom from God's command, and I'm not going to listen to what God has to say, has left us not freedom, but slavery. And if you're bound up, if that's you today, if you're bound in sin, if you're chained down by addictions, by darkness, by things in your life that you thought were going to set you free and they've really imprisoned you, cry out to God. Say, God, rescue me from this. God, lead me out of this. It says he brought them out of darkness and broke away their chains. That's what God wants to do. If he wants us to live lives of freedom, he wants us to live lives that aren't bound and tied down and in servitude, cry out to him and he'll bring you out of it. And maybe that's where you've been. Maybe you've been there. You've been a slave to sin. You've been a slave to an addiction. You've been a slave to darkness. And God led you out. You need to tell your story. You need to thank God for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds. Because he's brought you out. Excuse me. If that's you, you need to tell your story. If that's where you're at, cry out to God. You're seeing this theme come up over and over again. And it goes on again in verse 17 through 22. Verse 17 through 22. It says, some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. They loathed all food and drew near the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of his works with songs of joy. These are people who wrecked their lives because they wanted to do their own thing. They were rebellious. Their own sins caused their suffering. You know, Proverbs says, a man's own choices ruin his life. Yet his heart rages against the Lord. These are those people. They suffer affliction. They loathe all food. They draw near to the gates of death because of their own choices. They made wrong decisions, and they're paying the consequence for those decisions. They've decided that no one's going to tell me what to do, and now they're reaping the benefits. The fallout of their choices is ruining their life. But when they cried out to God, he delivered them. He sent out his word. He spoke truth to their lives and healed them. Let him give thanks. If that's where you're at, if you can look back at your life and maybe you're not even blaming anyone, you're saying, you know what, this is my fault. This mess I'm in is my fault. I've made bad choices. I've done stupid things, and it's all come back to haunt me now. Cry out to God. Say, God, help me out of this. Humble yourself. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for his grace. Ask for his mercy. He says he'll send forth his word and heal you and rescue you from the grave. And if that's where you've been, if that's where you said, man, I did some stupid things in my life. I rebelled. I did my own thing, and it cost me. but this is how God led me out of it. This is how God saved me. This is how God brought about a change in my life. If that's where you're at, if that's who you were, you need to tell your story. You need to give thanks to God and tell other people. And one more I'm going to share before we go on here. This is the last little section here. Verses 23 to 32. It says, some went out on the sea in ships. There were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep. For he spoke and swirled up a tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away. They reeled and staggered like drunkards. They were at their wits' end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their distress, and he brought them out of their trouble. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him in the council of the elders. This is merchants, people who had their own jobs. They were self-sustaining. They worked for themselves. They didn't need God. They had everything taken care of themselves. They were self-reliant. But yet, when they got out on the ocean and the storms came up and it was bigger than them, they realized, I need more than myself. Maybe this is where we're at. Maybe your life isn't a wreck. Maybe your life is pretty good. Maybe you have things together. Maybe you have a good job and you take care of your life and you're okay. There's going to be storms in life. They're going to be bigger than you are. And you're going to have to rely on God at some point. And if that's you, I encourage you, cry out to God. You know, we need to learn to rely on God. And when they were overwhelmed by the sea and the storm and the waves, they cried out to God and he delivered them. And then they gave praise to God. Let them give thanks and tell of it. Let them exalt him in the assembly. When other people are around, when you're together with others, lift up what God has done. And if that's where you've been, tell your story. Maybe you were a person who just relied on yourself. I didn't need anybody else. I took care of my life. And then there was a storm. And I had to cry out to God and say, I need your help. And God brought you out of that. That's a story worth telling. Through all of these, And the passage, the scripture goes on and talks some more about just the power of God. And talks about he turns the desert into the wasteland, and he turns the wasteland into gardens of life. And he dries up the creek beds, and he makes a new creek flow where there wasn't one before. And he provides for his people, is what it talks about the rest of the chapter. And what we see through all these stories is the same thing. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you have gone through, no matter what you've done, God can save you. God can direct your life. God can heal you. God can restore your life. It doesn't matter. We have four little stories here. Four. You have as many stories as you have people in the room. Everyone's different. Everyone has a different situation. But God can bring healing. Any person, any situation, any life. And that's the God we serve. And no matter what is going on, he can come through. The second thing here to see is we need to cry out to God. If you're in a situation in life where you're just don't know what to do, you need to cry out to God. And it could look a million different ways. Because it's your life, and your life is different from my life. And the things that I have to cry out to God for, may not be the same things that you do. But we all have to cry out to God in our distress. He's the one who can really save us. He's the one who can really help us. And when we're in those situations in life where we need help, where we need someone to come alongside us and lift us up, we need to cry out to God, not rely on ourselves, not rely on other people, but look to God. And then the third thing here is that you have a story. Every one of you has a story that is worth telling. And God has brought you, if you're a Christian, God has brought you from something. He saved you from sin, from selfishness, from self-reliance, from whatever it is. And He's brought you into a new life with Him. And your story needs to be told. And part of being thankful, you know, we're thankful, and a lot of times we can say, God, thanks for my family, you know, Thanksgiving, so we're thankful, you know. God, thanks for my family, thanks for a roof over my head, thanks for, you know, plenty of food. And that's, I mean, we are thankful. I really am thankful for those things. And it's one thing to tell God in a prayer, thank you, God, and we should do that. But I see here that part of being thankful and having a thankful life is not just telling God thank you, but sharing what He's done with us. That's a way that I can show my gratitude for what God has done in my life. It's to share with someone else. And you know, when I was going through this, this is what God did for me. You know, I had this happen in my life, and I didn't know what I was going to do. But this is what God did. You know, I had a situation where there was no way out. I had no idea I was going down, and there was no one to help me. And God did something amazing in my life. Those are stories that are worth telling. And I would say, those are stories that we are told to tell. God, it's not just, it's worth telling. We need to tell those stories. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let them tell their story. Let them share with somebody else what God has done. I'd like you to think, where are you today in your life? Are you in the middle of a storm? Are you in the middle of the consequences of your choices? Are you in the middle of just wandering? Or whatever, or maybe it's none of those things. Maybe it's something completely different. But you don't know where to turn. You're in a situation where you need help. If that's where you're at, cry out to God. Look to the Scripture. Look to someone who you know who knows Christ or has a relationship with God and can ask them some questions. Cry out to God. Pray and say, God, I don't know where to turn. Can you help me? Put your faith and trust in Him. Humble yourself. Ask for His help. Not wait. Do it today. If that's where you are, I'd just like everyone to stop and think a minute of, where am I in my life? What's going on? And if you're in the middle of a storm or a trial, cry out to God. Maybe you're looking back. Maybe that's not where you're at. Maybe you're looking back and you're saying, wow, God really did a lot in my life, and He's still doing a lot in my life. If that's where you're at, if you're looking back and seeing what God has saved you from, what God has redeemed you from, then I would encourage you to tell your story. Start to pray and think about, God, show me some people who I can share my story with. Lead me to people who need to hear what I have to say, not because I'm anything special, but because you're something special, and because of what you've done in my life, not because of my life, but because of what you've done in it. God, who are that person or those people who I could share with, who my story might make a difference to? And don't be silent. Share your story. That doesn't mean you walk up to, like, I'm not advocating going to the mall hey, would you like to hear my life story? That might not work out so well. But find people and their situations and conversations in small ways where you can say, well, this is what God did for me. It might make a world of difference to the person that you're telling it to. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. So three things. God can save and redeem and heal any situation. I don't care what it is. And you may say, man, I don't see how he could redeem this. I probably wouldn't either. There's been things in my life where I would say, if I would have known that God could fix that, if I would have known that God could change that, I wouldn't have known how. I can't believe that God has redeemed the things in my life that he has. But he does. We need to give him thanks for that. But no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've gone through, who you've been, what you've done, God can redeem that. God can redeem your life and save you. Number two, we need to cry out to God in our distress. We need to stop relying on ourselves. We need to stop rebelling. We need to humble ourselves and ask for God's help. And the scripture is clear that when we do that, when we humble ourselves and cry out to God, that he answers. And he comes. And he sets us free. And thirdly, if you've been redeemed, if you are someone who's redeemed of the Lord, tell your story. Find someone who would benefit and ask God to show them to you. Write them down on a piece of paper and put it in your Bible. Write them down, put it on your refrigerator or something. And start to pray of how can I share my story with the Lord that needs to hear it. And I would challenge you to do that. Depending on where you are, depending on what you're going through, either cry out to God or give thanks to him for what he's already saved. And this doesn't end, by the way. It's not like, well, God saved me once back here from this situation, and now I'm good. This is a continual process of saying, wow, God, I really need you. Wow, God, I really need you. Wow, God, I really need you now. And continually turning to him. To where that becomes, we don't have to get into a really bad situation before we cry out to God. The more we do it, the more we can see, I'm gonna turn to God sooner. I'm not gonna rely on myself. I'm gonna submit to God now and see his deliverance. So as you go today, remember, there's nothing that God can't bring you out of. Cry out to him and tell your story.